Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Alex Cohen in for Larry Mantle this week with our Film Week critics, Wade Major, Amy Nicholson, and Andy Klein. This week, we're going to do something a little bit different. We've asked our three critics to recommend films currently in theaters that you might want to check out over the last weekend in 2017. Wade, let's begin with you.
Molly's Game, an amazing performance by Jessica Chastain as Molly Bloom, who, of course, was a skier with a possible career in the Olympics and beyond, and an injury pushed her into the world of illicit poker, where she made her mark. And Aaron Sorkin writes and directs. It's a fantastic, exhilarating movie.
And your number two choice.
And the other one is my number one film of the year, Hostiles, the Scott Cooper Western starring Christian Bale, Rosamund Pike, and Wes Studi. An amazing feather in the cap for Byron Allen's Entertainment Studios. I think it's a terrific film.
Molly's Game and Hostiles, the choices there from Wade Major. Turning next to Amy Nicholson.
My first choice is Sean Baker's The Florida Project, the story of a six-year-old girl living in a motel outside Disney World with her mother, who she does not realize how crazy her mother is. It's a small story, but Sean Baker tells it so big. This is a movie that should be seen huge. It's really knockout beautiful cinematography. And my second is a re-release that just came back to theaters, I think because it's trying to get a good slot in the documentary competition for this year's Oscars. It's called Icarus, and it's by Brian Fogel. It is a documentary that takes crazy twists. It starts off with Brian himself, who just wants to make a documentary where he injects himself with steroids to become like Lance Armstrong. He meets the head of Russia's anti-doping program. This man has friends who start turning up dead. Putin gets involved. It turns into a whole story that encapsulates why Russia's not going to be in the Olympics this winter. You have to see this. It's absolutely a surprise.
Icarus and The Florida Project, the choices there from Amy Nicholson. Finally, Andy Klein.
My two are Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which I know people are way divided on. I thought it was terrific, with characters who kept having new levels of depth to them, and also hilariously funny while not exactly being a comedy. My second choice would be Shape of Water from Guillermo del Toro. I think he's a great director. This has some of the mood of Pan's Labyrinth, which still remains his best film. This is a much simpler story. It's basically a Beauty and the Beast or Frog Prince.
For our Film Week critics, I'm Alex Cohen, reminding you that you can hear Film Week live every Friday at 11 and Saturdays at noon here on 89.3 KPCC. Happy New Year from all of us here at Film Week and KPCC. Have a great weekend.